Tesco's have announced today that they've made a loss in the last 12 months of £6.7 billion, which is one of the largest corporate losses that we've ever had in Britain. Now, some of that is down to the fact that their sales have reduced, are declining. They reduced by, I think, 3.6% in the last year. But actually, most of that loss is down to the company revaluing the worth of their property estate. So they've revalued how much their physical stores are worth, and they estimate that they're worth £4.7 billion less now than they were a year ago. And that accounts for the major part of their losses. What actually is more interesting than their headline losses are actually how much money they're making on the tins of baked beans that they're selling to you or I. And this figure we would call trading profit. And this is not such a bad figure, but still very worrying for Tesco's. Their trading profits have declined by 60% over the course of the year to about £300 million. And all of this is due to the fact that the grocery shopper has changed the way they behave. They no longer go to a big store once a week, but rather they shop at, or they go shopping more frequently for smaller amounts. And so they're tending to favour stores which are physically smaller and thus easier to shop, such as Waitrose, Lidl and Aldi. It's clear that this is a huge amount of money. No company can make this scale of loss and carry on in the way that they were previously. So Tesco's are making some very significant changes to their operation. They've already announced that they're closing 43 stores. I believe that there'll be significant further store closures over the next few years, and a great deal of cost savings. So making staff redundant at the head office level in order to reduce their costs. No matter what Tesco's do, I would predict that the Tesco's in 10 years' time is a significantly smaller company than it is today. But what is interesting is that Tesco's is actually experiencing similar trends globally. So their sales are falling in all of their international markets as well on a like-for-like basis. So that means a store that was open 12 months ago, it's now taking less money today. Okay, their overall sales in China might be growing if they're opening lots of new stores, but on a like-for-like basis, their sales are decreasing. And this puts great pressure on the costs of the business and will put great pressure on their profits. And to think that a company made a trading profit of only £300 million when it's such a large company, that isn't a very good rate of profit, and suggests that there's some real significant problems with the business.
How about in other area, in Bournemouth, Tesco, in the other area?
Well, Tesco's have closed a number of stores around the country. I think that they will close further stores. Obviously, I'm not party to the information on how profitable each store in the Bournemouth area is, but certainly I could imagine a situation where one or more of the stores in the Bournemouth area were to close in the future.